Hello and welcome to Rural Concerns. I'm Sunil Patel, and when my good friend Chris Cantrell...
Hello, Governor!
...moved to the middle of nowhere during lockdown, I thought it'd be funny to chronicle his mental unravelling in the form of an ongoing regular podcast.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And in each episode, I'll be praying that the internet doesn't cut out as I shake Sunil down for my fix of cultural trends and try and process the existential horror of my own self-imposed rural exile.
It's a comedy podcast as well.
Yeah, we've near flagged that at the top.
Yeah, yeah. I only met my upstairs neighbour properly yesterday, and I've lived here for nearly 2 years.
What are they like? What?
Yeah, they're nice. I got home about 4 a.m. and they were outside smoking, and then they gave me a cigarillo. We exchanged numbers, but I was so drunk, I don't know what his name is. I've written it in like garbled nonsense. So let's see what happens.
Shall we ring it live on air?
So, you can probably hear me through the ceiling. But yeah, I would never have. Basically, our whole street has a WhatsApp group, but without our building on it, because they all know each other. And they talk about us in that group. Like if ever like myself and my housemate are doing anything on, you know, on TV or doing any stand-up, they message each other about it. So they know about what our lives and our careers without us finding out, which is sort of like village life, isn't it?
Yeah, well, being a minor celebrity. Yeah, yeah, I guess it
well,
is.
Well, no, having people know about you without ever talking to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you must be doing very well if the community WhatsApp group's picking you out. Oh, maybe they're trading notes when you're like, oh, he's on tour this week. Let's rob him. Let's rob him blind.
But we're far from the most well-known people on our street. There's way more famous people on our street.
What? Is that just London? Do you live in a gated community?
No, just like there's people everywhere. Like you can walk down the street and be like that. Yeah, that cunt's on telly somewhere.
I'll tell you, when I was living in London, I once heard a tale on a train, and it was a man and a woman catching up, and then he was like, "Yeah, I'm out of London." And she was like, "Oh, what? Like, why?" And he went, "Well, you know, I've just got little ones and worried about them growing up in some of the, what do you call it, peer group control and stuff like that in London. He was a bit worried about it, so they moved." But he was like saying, "Yeah, my car got keyed a few times or something like that." And then he said, but the real thing that sort of tipped us over the edge was one night, the house at the end of the street, a SWAT team raided it at like 1 a.m. And it turns out that some gangland types were running it as, you know, like, chaining up, I don't know, like sort of trafficked people or something like that. And weird, and city boys were like paying money to, you know, like go and batter them and stuff. And he was like, yeah, that's when we decided to move.
Oh, fucking hell.
That's London, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, look, there's bad people everywhere. I think that some of the stuff they do in the countryside is obscene from what I gather. I mean,
yes, what are Chris's rural concerns? So we should move on to that segment. Yeah.
My rural concerns this week, and I think for this, James, producer James, I would like some sort of quite in-depth sound design running under it. No, he's shaking his head. It's not that sort of vibe. But I was thinking, like, if we had me going, like, oh, that's a big bat. And like, oh, isn't that a big bat? That far, that's.
And then what?
I don't know. I'm just going to tell you what's going on.
You get bats up there. Oh. I went to the countryside the other day. Loads of fucking bats.
Yeah. They're in the house.
Don't get them here.
They're in the walls.
Why don't you get them down here then?
I think you do. It's just that and I'm guessing they probably stay away from cities because they see via sound, don't they? But up here, about 8 o'clock, twilight, you look up and you can see hundreds and hundreds of bats just above your head, like zipping through, picking up flies and stuff. And if I like that, but I could see how in a certain light, it might be nightmarish if that's not your thing. But at 10 o'clock at night, the walls start like erupt, like scratch, you know, they're waking up. Because I live in an old farmhouse with lots of basically gaps in it and stuff. So
they live in the walls?
Yeah, I think so. Some of them do.
Are they vermin or are they just like, that's cool?
I think they're like rare species. I think if we wanted to move them out, we legally couldn't do. I think we have to bow down to them.
Yeah, you might want to think twice about mentioning that on recorded medium that you've got bats in your walls. It's quite expensive.
We don't have bats in our walls.
That's nice to hear.
That's good to hear. James just tightened on.
That's not your rural concern.
So let me tell you about rural concerns. This is a segment where I'm just going to tell you the stuff that's going on in my local community, the stuff that's upsetting everyone. I'm just going to give, like, I live very close to Sycamore Gap. Oh, as we know what's it that? Up here now, Gap. Oh, no, I shouldn't. Don't have me laughing at that. So going on up here, do you know what Sycamore Gap is, Sonal?
No, no idea.
Up here, there's this ancient oak tree. Now, Kevin Costner was, what is it? No, it's not an oak tree. There's a tree. It's really old.
I would guess it's a sycamore tree.
It's a sycamore, yeah. Okay. It's a sycamore tree.
Yeah.
There's an ancient sycamore tree that had been there for, I think, 300 years. It's a very famous image. It's like built into all postcards and the marketing for the area. And Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves was filmed in 1993 or whatever, was filmed near it, and Kevin Costner was there. But then, and people walk from, and they walk along Hadrian's Wall and they stop there. It's a big tourist attraction. Anyway, someone just took it down overnight with a chainsaw.
What is it, active?
Yeah, vandalism.
Vandalism or?
Vandalism. No one knows.
How big's the tree?
Well, not very big now.
No, but how big was the tree?
I don't know.
Size of a house?
Yeah, like two stories.
Big tree. Hang on, how old was the tree?
300 years.
Fucking hell.
So it's an ancient...
Who took it down?
I think it's an ancient tree, it's classed as, so it's seen a lot.
That's the kind of thing that if you cut it down, then you get a curse on you forever or something.
Yeah, but what was really interesting was when that happened, it's really sad, but watch it. And on the media, like in the news, trees being cut down, but in the local WhatsApp groups, things were moving at pace. Do you know, like, is this guy, he's done it because of this, this, and this. And then but basically I had a bit of a head start on like, this guy's been arrested. But in the WhatsApp group, I was like, oh, he's been arrested because of this. Do you know, I was getting more intel. It was exciting, but obviously overall a tragedy. And it just gave me the sensation that it is quite risky around here if like misinformation gets around quickly. Do you know what I mean?
There's no police around to protect you from vigilante justice, is there?
From the will of the rural land.
Yeah.
So that's it. So that's one, but that's fine. That's happened now.
So what happened? Who got caught? Did anyone get caught?
They arrested two people. I probably won't go into exactly who, but both were, I don't think they had any evidence, so both were let go.
Right.
So it's unsolved and they're like looking at what happens next with the area and stuff, whether it's replanting another sycamore tree or whether it's making some sort of installation. And apparently someone was going, yeah, let's get another tree in there. But apparently someone was saying we could get the lads that done the Angel of the North sculpture to do things. Yeah. I was like, shut up with your tree. I want an Angel of the North there. That'd be cool.
Could you get yourself onto the planning committee for that?
I could try and wrangle it. Yeah. So rural concern one, Sycamore Gap. That's an ongoing issue.
Okay.
Rural concern two, I'll just tell you, there's been a schism with the Domino's Club within the local community. Sort of an ongoing developing issue, but basically someone tried to put the cost of the Domino's up from £2.50 to £4, but included
meal. That is a big jump.
Yeah, it's £4, so you're like, that's no, but really, it's like 100%.
But it's going up that much.
Yeah. It's huge increase, so there's been a big fallout, there's different factions.
How many people in this Domino's Club?
I don't know, like, I'm not getting involved in it, but it's like, it's the pensioner community again, it's the Twilight Years crew.
Yeah.
So it's fine. I'm just trying to, but basically the Village Magazine becomes a source, you know, where people settle scores. Mm. So you have to like keep an eye on who's putting what in and how it's tempered and stuff.
I'm assuming there is an online forum for the local area, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got a Facebook group.
Oh, right, you do. Right, okay, yeah.
But the magazine,
yeah,
the printed magazine, there's some people that it's basically a life. It collects information. We print it. And there's some pensioners within the community that aren't as online as the rest of us. So
yeah,
it's a good thing to do.
Right. What's the circulation numbers of this magazine that you spend so much time working on?
But it's like 350, but I think we're overprinting. I think we're closer to like 305 or something like that. So it's a small village, it's a small community.
305 distributed copies that you think are read or just put on like kitchen tables or something?
Maybe the latter.
Out of how many people that live there?
I don't know. It's a small village. There's a bigger village nearby. I think innately it's just not, it's not that huge.
No, but that's pretty good penetration for the
market.
It's
like a working class village, do you know? It's everyone's like sheep farmers and there's a line marking company in the village.
I've been there and there's not many like Range Rovers about.
There's a couple, but that's what I like about it because I do like to identify as working class. Do you know what I mean?
I see.
It's just my type of working class is writing the words on post-it notes and being like, hard down the graft mine today, coming up with ideas for online sketches.
Most of your work as a working class man is redefining what working class means.
And the graft is hard, do you know what I mean? I'm so tired. So rural concerns, other one, final one is there's a decaying badger on the walk that I do around the village in the morning.
Yeah.
Just in terms of an update, it started off in the middle of the road. I didn't touch it, but someone did because it moved to the side of the road and now it's just sort of decaying. So I'll come back to that.
No one comes around to collect dead animals then? They just leave them to rot?
Who would that be, Sunil? The police?
I don't know, just like the council?
No, not around here. There's so many dead animals.
Yeah.
If you drive down the road, this is when I moved here, I was like, it's only a matter of time until I hit an animal. And I did.
Oh, what'd you hit?
I've hit two things. The first, well, the most significant was I hit a baby deer. Yeah, it's bleak. I caught its back end.
Oh,
and I couldn't stop because I was on a
you're jerking off so hard.
It was bleak. It was I mean, if I'm totally honest with you, I still think about that once a day at least.
Well, what you got to do now is kill loads more so you forget about the first one.
Well, the other week I killed a hare.
Oh, another sweet animal.
But I was driving to a show. One of the best shows I've ever had in my life. So now I'm thinking, is there some sort of...
What's that? What does that say to you?
Some sort of sacrifice mechanic in play? I don't know.
To the god of stand-up.
But the last one, the hay, I didn't think about that at all.
Oh, God.
Totally numb to it. But there's so many, like, pheasants.
Yeah.
I saw a barn owl, a dead barn owl. That was mad.
Why?
Eh?
Why was that mad?
Just because it's like, you don't expect to see a barn owl, let alone a dead one in the middle of the road. Yeah.
And they come out at night and you can see traffic coming at night, can't you?
Yeah.
Stupid owl.
Are you near any animals down south?
Well, we catch a lot of mice in this house. My flatmate gets quite attached to them, gives them names, catches them, starts crying, and then we've got to walk half a mile to a big park to release it. And then 3 days later, there's loads of fucking mouse shit on the counter again. They're not going away,
I think.
So those are the only animals we get, really. And slugs.
Yeah. Yeah, we get slugs as well. Do you like wake up and the trails are all over the house and stuff?
No, we haven't got them inside the house, thankfully, just in the garden. But no animals. I wouldn't mind. You don't have any pets either, do you? You should get some pets. That's the whole point of living in the country.
We don't have a lifestyle for a pet.
Cats are very independent. Dogs can just do what they want half the time.
It's hard enough getting in-laws to look after my son. I can't.
You don't need in-laws to look after a cat.
Do you think the cat will look after my son? That'd
get a couple of feral dogs and some like scrawny cats. What you should do, which is my dream about living in the countryside, is just like having enough land to buy old cars off eBay and just pile them up on top of each other in the garden.
To what end?
Huh?
To what end? Show a strength.
It's just like, this is my land. I've carved out my piece of the world and fuck all of you.
Yeah, I like that. I want a bunker.
I'd love a bunker.
And I want a house with secret passages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A nice bunker would be good. Put a nice TV sofa down there and some cans of tuna.
And some tinnies.
And some fucking tinnies, you know what I'm saying? Well, loads of hip flasks of Commissioner whiskey.
Yeah.
How often do you have to go shopping? Once a month or something?
Oh, God.
Do you get a cardo out there?
We do, but we don't. I basically have attention focus challenges and I keep forgetting stuff. So we're routinely having to pop out to the little co-op.
What are the opening hours?
It's like 8 o'clock or something till 10 o'clock.
That's better than my local shop.
But it is like a 15 minute drive.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. What they've got in Sweden in rural communities is like they just airdrop, you know, like they get a helicopter and they drop a little like porta cabin, and inside that porta cabin is a tiny little shop. You can just walk inside and it's all like self-serve. You should get one of them.
And every day they just like pick it up and fly it off.
I don't know. I saw it on YouTube. Did you get that there?
Oh, we don't really get the internet really. Like I'm surprised we've lasted this long. But if we're moving a little bit into the big city of the middle of the heart of the village is the plan.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My PC's absolutely jiggered because like rural surging power has like ruined my network card. But we have like...
Oh, right.
You know what? I'm going to do an internet speed test now and we can put the results in.
Whoa. What website is that?
Internet speed test.
Should I just Google internet speed test?
Just Google internet speed test and Google brings it up. Oh, it's not that bad. I've got 67 download.
Okay. And upload? Very important.
It's coming up 10.
Mine's much worse.
Is it?
34 download. And I think it's going to settle on about 2.63 upload.
Yeah, that is bad.
140, 134.
Whoa! Is that your upload 134 speed?
Upload.
We just got fibre on our street.
That's it. We don't have fibre.
I was thinking of starting a Twitch stream, but I need a rainbow computer.
You don't need it.
I mean, I haven't figured it out yet, but there has to be money in it. So far, I'm down £1,500, but that's a jigsaw piece, and I'm sure once I put up a couple more corners in, there's big money's going to come rolling in.
What's Sunil's cultural highlights?
Sunil Patel's cultural highlights
month. What's going on in the big city? Because the stuff that's going on in London, when I'm down there, I'm like, you know, I'll see a poster for something. I'm like, what's that? And then like literally 12 years later, it's touring. Do you know what I mean? Like
Oh, do you mean live events, which I don't like?
I mean, like, what's going on? What are the trends? Are people wearing, like, stuff with their hats? Or is everyone wearing a mask?
Some people are wearing masks on buses and the like, yeah. But apart from that, not really much going on in terms of, like, fashion that you wouldn't already be aware of with the current shacket craze that's taken over the middle-aged men of this country. Apart from that, what I've been doing is visiting lots of little restaurants this month. I've been going to lots of little restaurants in my local area because there's about 1,000 here. I also went to a Michelin-starred restaurant this month.
Okay, what was it called?
I don't think it's Michelin-starred, actually, but it's a good one. It's a St. John's restaurant, and I had a spotted dick. And apart from that, I've been trying to work my way through all the greasy spoons in my area, and I've done about 4 so far. And every single time I've walked out of them, I felt absolutely awful. But I keep going back. Absolutely awful. The one I went to yesterday was the menu. You'll get these absurd menus down here, and it's like, it does, obviously English, full English. It also does lasagnas, curries, stews, kebabs, and American pancakes. And they basically just try and do everything. And it's like, it's fine. Everything's fine.
It's like whatever someone comes in and asks for,
they'll do it.
And it's like, well, someone's asked for it now. So
put burritos on there.
Yeah. But I've always long since had I don't like a place that, like, I think you should have a specialism, like I don't like a place that does pizzas and kebabs and fish and chips and stuff like that. It's like, and I think I want my fish and chips done by a white lady called Linda. And fish shops are, because they only open at like odd times, don't they? You know, like they only open like Tuesday, Friday lunchtime from 11 o'clock until 1:35 or something like that. And that's like lazy times.
But apart from that, because I don't do any of the cultural stuff in London that would interest people. I actually don't like crowds. I don't like live events. Don't like buses. Don't like people on pavement.
That's why I moved. I lived in London and there's all this cultural stuff, but I really looked at what I love doing. And if I'm really honest with myself, back then it was smashing tinnies and buying secondhand computer games from CEX.
Yeah, yeah.
And CEX has branches all over the UK.
It also sends you stuff by post. You don't actually need to go in the shop.
I don't need to go anywhere. So we're like, we can move. And I can still go to the theatre once every 2 years. That's fine.
Actually, to be fair, I've been going to the theatre a lot here and I regret not having gone before because I'm like, this is good. It's a shame it's like 50 quid a ticket, but you know, I am now getting to the point where I'm like, I'm going to try and make the most of this. Yeah.
What's the last play each of you saw?
Last play I saw was The Effect at the National Theatre. Heard of it?
No. What's it about?
Oh, no, have you heard of the National Theatre?
Yeah, is that where they did Harry Potter? Is that, is that where Harry
No, I saw it. It's about a medical trial, but it's very, very good. I didn't realise, I always thought plays were like, oh, they'll just stick a load of lads on the stage and I'll just watch that. This one was like in the round. The stage was incredible. It's a lot of money spent on the staging of it. It looks amazing. I wasn't bored. I liked it. I think he's gone now, is he?
He has froze. We got a new section called Chris the Racist Gourmand, though. I'll make a bed for that.
Yeah, great. I think
it's Rule Britannia.
Chris the Racist Gourmand, and what animals has he killed this week?
And what does he want to kill?
I suppose
hopefully he should log he should out log and back come in. Back in again.
Yeah, I have a lot of things I change when we do another recording for myself.
Mm-hmm. My computer fully crashed at the point. Like, I don't think it's ever crashed before.
That's crazy.
That badly.
What, fully just reset?
Yeah, just turned off. Like, as I was feeling really smug about Chris's computer.
How has Chris's crashed? That's insane.
He thinks his internet is gone. Oh.
Oh, is it? Shall I ask him to hotspot just for audio?
Well, I'll say that, yeah. Make me sound official.
I'm sorry, I just did it.
Oh, you
Yeah, get him to turn his camera on.
My internet's gone. Oh, fucking hell.
Is that just the camera off? That's good.
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Could we do it via... Ask me what play I've seen.
I thought you were going to talk about the play you directed.
Oh, I did a play. I directed a play in the village. It was Arts Council funded. Well, it's about... Because I live in a Roman history place. It was called the Feast... It was about the Feast of Saturnalia.
Sorry, James, is that... Is that going to record clean?
Yeah, it'll record on his thing, so the glitches won't come through. Sorry. Just tell us the name of that play.
And my father-in-law was the main character, and on day one, he sort of said, I think the script's just sort of a starting off point, a guideline. And I was like, but could you do it as written? Could we try it as written once?
Sounds like there's lots of shagging in there.
I did that, but it was called it was the feast. It was the Feast of Saturnalia.
Yeah,
and I've had to shift to my phone now because my internet crashed because that's the countryside, which is good for uploading content.
I reckon we're done. Let's I will stop recording now.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm all right. I'm fine, I'll do it my own, just no talking to myself. Are we sort of done?
All right, that's it. Thank you for listening.
Woo! Yeah, thank you. It means a lot. And if you want to ask us a question about the countryside or reprimand us for something terrible that we've said, then you can gain contact with us via email at christopher@alovelytime.co.uk. It can be to both of us. I will maybe show it to Sunil, but for every person who emails us, I'm going to send you a picture of both of our feet. How does that sound? It'll be a JPEG.
Right, he doesn't have any pictures of my feet, and I'm not sending him any pictures of my feet. But thank you for listening. It means a lot that you've given us your time. If you want to go the extra mile, give us a review on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars, obviously, or recommend us to a friend or something like that.
That's it. Rural Concerns was produced by producer James for A Lovely Time. My internet's gone. Oh, fucking hell.